Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
You bet.
Come on in.
Today is Hit a Duck in the Face with a Lemon Meringue Pie Day. We'll explain later. You know, Penelope, I never dreamed I'd find a girl who lived in an Italian restaurant.
Would you like more garlic bread, Garfield?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Would you like some more linguine?
Definitely, yes.
How about some more pizza?
Yes, yes, of course.
Garfield, I was thinking, do you think you and I might get married someday?
Mm, yes, positively.
Oh, we'll be so happy together forever and ever.
Forever and ever?
Oh, I'm going to go get more lasagna for my husband-to-be.
Husband-to-be? What'd I say? I thought she said, do you think we might get marinara someday?
Here you go, my little pussycat. Oh, I have never seen anyone eat the way your little friend does.
Sorry, but I have another appointment. Where does the time go? Well, it's been nice seeing you, but I don't want to wear out my welcome. Goodbye. I'll take this to go, thanks.
You do not understand, men. Is that it? When you get to be my age, you will find that a man is like an elephant. Fun until you have to clean up after them.
I'm not here. You didn't see me, but you have no idea where I am, but I'm never coming back.
How do you expect me to read your paw if you keep squirming like that?
Garfield said he was going to marry me, and then he ran off like that. I don't know what to think.
Ah, your heart line is very strong, and your relationship line intersects it right here.
What would it be like to be Mrs. Garfield Cat?
Your friend, what is his name? Garfield. Oh, he is very much afraid of a commitment. That is how it is with a great many men.
Do you, Penelope Pussycat, take this cat Garfield as your husband? To have and to hold, to feed and to feed? In sickness and in health, at breakfast, lunch and dinner, and between meals?
I do.
And do you, Garfield? Garfield? Has anyone seen the groom?
Let me go. I won't do it. You can't make me. Help! Humane Society! Help!
Now, Garfield, do you take this cat Penelope as your wife to have and to hold, for richer or for poorer, in sickness or in health, till death do you part?
Garfield, aren't you going to answer him?
I'm holding out for better terms.
Ah, but I see that your domestic skills will take over, and you will make a good home.
Penelope, phone. Penelope, your biscuits are done. Penelope, front door. Penelope, the floor needs vacuuming. Matter of fact, it really needs repainting. Isn't it about time to harvest that garden you planted?
Garfield, what would you like for dinner?
Suggest something.
applesauce, asparagus, bacon, baked beans, barbecue ribs, barley, mushroom soup, beef stew, beets, breadsticks, broccoli, cannelloni, carrots, cashew, shrimp, catfish, cauliflower, caviar, celery, cheese dip, cherries, chili, chop suey, chow mein, clam chowder, coffee, coleslaw, consomme, corn muffins.
Hold it. That should be enough for dinner.
What?
But leave out the consomme. I have to watch my diet.
Now, Penelope, this last line here is a long one. It is for the children you will have.
Children?
Yes, many children. I see you having a very large family.
Oh, no, it's 3 o'clock. School's out.
Make me a sandwich.
I want
a drink of water.
I'm
hungry, Mommy. What have you got to eat?
Did I just hear a cat scream, Mama?
Yes, Papa, but he's all right. It was just our little Penelope learning that she is not as ready to be as grown up as she thought she was.
No, 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 Penelope, no. You never said anything about your mother coming to live with us before we got married?
But Garfield, dear, I just assumed...
My little Penelope married that fat tub of goo!
I seem to be making a bad first impression.
Well, we'll have to whip him into shape. All right, son-in-law, drop and give me 20.
But I never...
No! What does he do?
What does he do? Well, he sleeps a lot and eats lasagna.
I mean for a living. He's going to have to get a job. He has to support you and me and your brother Al and his wife and 3 kids and all your cousins.
Oh, no.
What do you think you're doing?
Forget the push-ups. I'm taking up long-distance running. Bye.
You come back here. Come back and get a job. Get 2 jobs.
No. No. I've got to find Penelope and tell her I can't marry her.
Garfield!
Penelope! Penelope,
Garfield,
I'm sorry.
I
didn't mean to break your heart, but I can't marry you. It just wouldn't work. You mean it?
You
don't want to
get
married?
But we can still be friends, even if I don't want to get married now?
Oh, absolutely.
Even if I never want to get married?
Definitely.
And even if I move out of the back of the pizzeria and there's no more free Italian food?
Positively.
Oh, Garfield, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, I mean it. You wouldn't really move out, would you? Ever have a day when you're not sure which side of the looking glass you're on?
It's time for your bedtime story, chicks.
Oh, I hope it's better than last night.
I forgot. What was last night?
He read to us out of the post office zip code directory.
Anyway, I found a real story for tonight, The Tortoise and the Hare.
Oh, I know that one. Boring.
Once upon a time, there was a hare who made fun of a tortoise. Boy, are you slow, said the hare. If you think you're so fast, said the tortoise, let's have a race.
Wake me up when we get to the slow and steady wins the race part.
I'll ignore that. So later that day, they set up a race. Mr. Fox fired the starting signal. And the hare took off. He zoomed ahead of Mr. Tortoise. In fact, he got so far ahead that he decided he could stop and take a nap. So he went to sleep under a big, shady tree. Well, while he was sleeping, the tortoise kept on walking as fast as his little tortoise legs would carry him. By and by, the hare awoke, and suddenly he remembered the race. He jumped up and ran as fast as he could. But it was too late. He got there just in time to see the tortoise cross the finish line. The end. Okay, now, what's the moral of this story?
Never bet on a stupid hare. Don't be annoyed with us, Orson.
Yeah, we're not blaming you because your story was a snooze and a half.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
We thought you'd never ask.
Hey, what's going on here?
We're going to rewrite the story.
We're going to show you how it should be done for today's kids.
Today's kids.
First thing, this hero is so slow.
He's supposed to be slow. He's a tortoise. That's the point of the story.
Slow heroes are boring.
Let's make him a ninja.
A ninja tortoise? What a stupid idea.
You're right. Who would ever watch a show about one of them?
Let's make him a space tortoise. And we'll put him on a planet where he can meet lots of dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? Why do you need dinosaurs?
What's a kid's show these days without dinosaurs?
Get with it, Orse. Now, we gotta do something about this hare. I've got it. Let's make him an evil space lord.
Yeah, good idea. And he can rule from a secret lab on the planet Clarion.
Guys, I really think you're getting carried away with...
Hey, we listened to your story.
Sorry.
I know how we can start our version. The space tortoise was engaged in combat with a dinosaur one day.
Back, you infernal beast from out of time!
When the hare master of space and time sent a holographic projection to mock him.
So, you fancy yourself a warrior, do you, tortoise? But you are not swift enough to pose a threat to me.
But I am...
Said the space tortoise.
If you do not believe me, let us settle it with a race.
Fine. And let us say that the winner will get...
What should the winner get?
How about a cookie?
It's got to be something bigger than that. I know. The hare says...
The winner gets absolute mastery of all time and space. Total. Absolute control of the entire universe for all eternity.
And a cookie.
And a cookie.
Anyway, the two of them ready their spacecrafts for the race. At stake is the control of the entire universe, past and present. And a cookie.
The interplanetary gatekeeper gives the signal to commence the race.
In no time at all, the hare's craft is entering hyperspace, traveling at 10 times the speed of light, while the tortoise flies as fast as his ship will allow.
It looks bad for the tortoise.
This was such a nice, simple story.
Within milliseconds, the hare is light years ahead.
That tortoise is a galaxy behind me. Soon I will have the entire universe and a cookie.
The hare is so far ahead that he decides to stop on the planet Beta Blue and catch a quick nap. Little realizing that Beta Blue's greater gravity would lull him into a deeper sleep, giving the tortoise a chance to get ahead.
This is going to be a neat ending.
I wish I could be there when they get to the finish line.
Well, you can be if you'd like.
How?
You're imagining this whole story. You could just imagine us into it. Just imagine up some space wardrobe for all of us.
Cool!
And imagine us into a rocket, and here we are in outer space.
Hey, that's neat!
Where's the hare now?
He's still taking a nap on planet Beta Blue, where he wakes up, realizing he's overslept, and quickly hurls the ship into supersonic ultra-speed hyperspace overdrive.
Is the tortoise about to cross the finish line?
No. In fact, the hare is about to pass him.
The tortoise isn't going to win?
That's not the way the story's supposed to end.
It's worse than that, guys. The hare's spaceship is heading directly at us.
Quick, put us into super overdrive.
Which button is it?
It doesn't matter. They're all made up anyway.
Okay. We'll say it's this one.
Good work, children. Look, we're nearing the finish line.
What this means, Booker? We rule the entire universe.
We are the masters of all space and time.
Hey, wait a minute. What about me?
You can have the cookie.
Mmm. Chocolate chip, my favorite.
Jenny's and Ladleman. And now, direct from the dinner table, the Back Fence Reparatory Company has fleas to present. Garfield and his garbage can and tin can alley review. Let's really hear it for us.
Well, it's the Garfield garbage can and tin can alley review. Give us a chance.
We'll sing and we'll dance
for an evening or two. We've got a silly doggy with the lamest trick.
A kitten so cute, it's gonna make you sick.
It's enough to make you move away to Kalamazoo. Far from the Garfield garbage can and tin pan alley review.
Thank you, you're beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. Now our next act.
Our next.
Tin Pan Alley Review.
Critics agree.
It merits a D.
And it smells like a zoo. We've got a stupid kitten and a stupid pup.
To keep you wide awake until the sun comes up.
In the whole wide world, you must have something better to do than watch the Garfield Garbage Can and Tin Pan Alley Review.
Thank you, thank you. And now, for those of you who like magic, you want to do an act?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got him. Keep it short.
Beautiful dreamer, wake up to me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Songs of the room.
Pussycat of prestidigitation, the feline of the fantastic, a nice welcome for the great Linguini!
Thank you, thank you. And now I, the great Linguini, will perform my incredible vanishing act. Observe. We will start by making this ordinary tuna sandwich on rye disappear. Ta-da! And now, for the next item, I will make this hot dog disappear. Ta-da! Thank you. Yes, I know it's incredible. Now, for my friends from south of the border, I will vanish this taco. And now, for the most difficult of all, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a pleasure to be able to entertain you. And now?
And now, a number by me.
Nirmal, the show needs a big finish. Get in the box.
What are you going to do, Garfield? I don't trust you.
Nirmal, have I ever lied to you?
No, you saw me in half.
What? And have two of you? You want to be part of the show, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Then get in the box. Don't you want to see Nirmal get in the box?
Okay, that's it. I've had enough of this.
Are you sure about this, Garfield?
Trust me, Nirm. The crowd will love it. All right. Now we're going to make Nirmal disappear. Everyone count. One, two, three. Here we go. All stamped and addressed to Abu Dhabi. Thank you. No, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you.
I've had enough of this. I'm trying to get to sleep, and you're out here all night singing and dancing. I keep hearing that song over and over. It's the Garfield Garbage Can and Tin Pan Alley Review. Give us a chance, Will, whatever the words are, for an evening or two.
All right, pal, that's enough.
Huh?
Look, we've been getting calls all night of somebody causing a disturbance in this alley.
Oh, that wasn't me. That was my cat and all these animals here. See? It was my cat. My cat was dancing, see, and singing. Garfield, show him how you dance and sing. Show him your act.
Meow.
But he did. He was singing and dancing and doing magic tricks.
Yeah, sure. Show it to the sergeant downtown.
It's showtime again, folks.
Oh, it's the Garfield Garbage Can and Tin Pan Alley Review.
Won't stop the show.
If you should throw out a slipper or shoe.
If you think that we're annoying, John, you might be right.
We'll do the show from your backyard tomorrow night.
Then your neighbors will throw rotten fruit and bad language at you. And at the Garfield Garbage Can and Tin Pan Alley Review.